You know, there's a lot of you out there who are such kind people, and it's awesome because I'm a firm believer that life is all about love, and you should appreciate everybody and everything positive that comes into your life. You should find ways to take what's negative and turn it into something great. But there's something that's been frustrating me over these past months that I'd like to share with you guys today. Some of you are being way too apologetic about who you are. That's just me being truthful. You are being way too apologetic for just being you. So we're going to talk about some of the signs that people could be taking advantage of you and your kindness, why it's important to be unapologetic at times, and how to find the balance between the two. So stick around. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's hit this intro and let's get it going.
This is a www.moveyourdreams.com exclusive. D-Hut, let's go. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's come and join this winning team. Let's go and move your dreams. I'm screaming NY to the D, NY to the depth of me. That you have to want to succeed more than you want to breathe. I heard Ray Lewis say that on TV, so it inspired me. So I came up with a plan and started moving my dreams, homie. Iced up, no rings, homie. Chasing my dreams, homie. Look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm real, homie. Trying to reach the top, spending money in the studio. I'm moving my dreams, I don't care if you think I'm going. Bro, so I was chosen, and then I go through a lot. But I ask myself, why not? Show the world what I can do for real, and how dreams can come true. Setting me against the world, and it's a shame. But I'm gonna keep pressing through the storm and the rain. Keep my head up high and give thanks to Christ. Dream movers in the building tonight. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's come and join this and move your dreams. Shout out to the CEO, and you know he did go. Ow, ole, OMG, Nino. Thanks for the bio and giving me a chance to shine. Frag out, yeah, I'm about to blow your mind. I'm moving my dreams as best as it is. I'm putting in work to handle my bills. I'm putting in work, homie, you see. Tell me what you think about me. They helping people on the streets. They do the same for you and me. My heart is pounding from the sound of this beat. M-Y-D, M-Y-D, screaming M-Y-D, homie, move your dreams.
Let's go.
M-Y-D,
say what?
M-Y-D, screaming M-Y-D, homie, move your dreams.
Let's go.
This is a www.moveyourdreams.com exclusive.
Yeah,
from your boy D-Hud. Shout out to Gotham Beats.
I see you, baby.
Shout out to all the dream movers. And remember, kids, you can do anything as long as you believe. And we out.
Yo, what up? It's your boy K. Cole, KDE63, man. Excited to be back up here in the microphone with you guys today. So today, I'm actually overseas today. I'm sitting in an airport in Brussels, out in Belgium right now, and it's been such a beautiful experience. This is my first time traveling abroad. I actually left the country for my executive MBA program out at the University of Texas at Dallas in the States. So I'm really, really excited to be here and to talk to you guys about some of the topics we got to talk about today. So before we start this, I had a buddy of mine send me a message early this morning on the flight. And he says, hey, did you know that in the intro song by D Hud, he says, this is a www.moveyourdreams.com exclusive, i.e. he's missing a third W. So let me tell you guys, he's not missing anything. It's a play on words. WW is his way of saying this is a worldwide, it's not just World Wide Web, because he's put the songs out in different avenues. This is a worldwide moveyourdreams.com. And when he's saying calm, it's not com. It's calm, as in relaxing, as in chill and absorb the knowledge that you're receiving from the song. So, you know, the intro is intentional. At the end, when you hear him say www. It is what it is. That's a legitimate website, which we're actually getting ready to update in the next couple of weeks. So more to follow on that, along with new merchandise and more content that we intend on bringing to you to make your experience better when working with Energy Unlimited and the Black Tie Affiliates family. So there's the other piece. It caught your attention, didn't it? The fact you only heard two W's, it caught your attention and you wanted to keep listening. You see that there? Yeah, that's called very, very wise marketing. So shout out to D-Hub for thinking that through. I like it. It's swaggy. All right, so with that being said, I'm not going to hold you guys anymore. You know what time it is. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. We're in Brussels, Belgium. Next segment. Let's go. Let me warn you right now, I am about to make my case for why LeBron James is the greatest of all time. LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time, ladies and gentlemen. Hands down. Hey, look. So before you guys start coming out of pocket, wanting to curse me out, wanting to unsubscribe, pause. Wait a minute. Hold your horses. Hold in place. Squat right there and listen. LeBron James has taken multiple teams who do not deserve the opportunity to be in an NBA Finals, and he has taken them there. And when I mean taking them there, I mean, y'all remember Dora the Explorer? Backpack. I should put that backpack on and like carry it around everywhere. Like, LeBron James was putting the team on his back and carrying them. Where are we going? Finals. Where are we going? He was taking these terrible teams to the finals. And if you believe that it was, I know I got it. Sports are supposed to be, most sports are team related. In basketball, it is possible to have one star who does all of the heavy lifting. Sorry, guys. That was me sleeping on you guys out there that still disagree with me right now. And obviously, you need to wake up. So check this out. LeBron James, championship, done. MVP, done. Olympic champion, done. ESPY Award winning, done. All-star, done. 15 seasons in the league, still catching bodies, done. 15 years in the league, and he is still getting coaches fired. Not to mention, he is getting coaches of the year fired just because of how magnificently he is performing right now. You can never count LeBron out, and no matter how great the opposition is, unless your name is Golden State, you cannot count LeBron out. You almost have to bank and bet on LeBron to get the job done every single time. This is all about dependability. This is about overall performance. This is about who you expect to produce results for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'd expect him to produce for me every single time. without question. So my question to you would be, why do you guys not want to accept that he's the guy? Genuinely, why don't you want to accept it? I think it's safe to say that. What I think is going on is that you have so many people who were around and really focused in on the NBA during the era of Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan was out here embarrassing teams, hurting feelings, destroying and breaking up the Bad Boy Pistons, destroying the Utah Jazz that looked so good on, in the Western Conference, just creating the dynasty that was the Chicago Bulls. But let me tell you something that's special. You feel with the presence of LeBron James on your basketball team that the day he arrived, the dynasty was established. That can't be denied. Last thing I'm going to bring up to you guys. You heard me say before, LeBron James has built a team around me. LeBron James has never had a strong team built around him with championship material outside of the big three from the Miami Heat. Pretty much outside of his time with the big three, it's been him and those Cavs, and he's been building something from the ground up. Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen. He had Dennis Rodman. He had the now two-time head coach slash champion, Steve Kerr, who, by the way, was Jordan's guru god of the three-pointer during his time with the Chicago Bulls. He had Phil Jackson as his coach. You cannot deny the performance that LeBron has put in. So before you begin to judge, begin to disagree, do me a favor. Get a pen, get some paper, get your Google out, and do some research. The first thing I want you to research, go in Google, and I want you to type in the word GOAT. What you'll find is a picture of LeBron James directly to the right. It's what it is, people. The day that LeBron James hangs up those LeBrons and throws them on the power lines and walks away from the game, and you go back and reflect, he may not have the championships. He may not have the nostalgia that you guys have given to Jordan. But when he leaves, that is when legacies are truly, truly assessed. That is when legends begin to explode and they become bigger and larger than life, because now the full body of work is complete. It cannot be destroyed anymore. It cannot be tarnished anymore. It is what it is. It is what's in front of you. And I guarantee you, when you check the resumes of both men, you will consider them both as great, but LeBron will be the greatest of all time. It's the Dream Over Podcast. Next segment, let's go. Stop letting people take advantage of you. You've got to stop letting people take advantage of you as a person. If you are a person who will give and give and give, I got a message for you. If you are always willing to give, there is always somebody that is willing to take and take and take, especially if it's for their betterment, that's going to make them stronger. You become their stepping stone, you become their footstool, you become their easy way out, you become their meal ticket, whatever you want to call it. That is what you end up becoming when you allow people to step over top of you. There was a time where I was giving so much of myself, my heart, my soul, my mind, my brain, my energy into helping other people grow. And I found myself working so hard trying to help other people that one day I realized that a lot of the work I was putting in, I was getting no credit for. I was getting no respect for it. Leaders were not acknowledging that I was the one putting in the hours. And the reason why was because I was giving so much of my talent and potential away to other people. So there is nothing wrong with you contributing to the world and making it a better place, but you better do your part. of earning your respect and making sure that people recognize that you are the one that is, that are, you're the one putting in the hours to make the team what it is. You are putting in the time to help the entire organization grow. And if it wasn't for you, you may not be as far as your organization may not be as far as it is right now. And I think we're taught so much young about humility. Humility is not a bad thing. Everyone needs to be humble and everybody needs to be humbled at times. But that doesn't deny the fact that you still deserve your credit where your credit is due. And I'm going to tell you right now, if credit is deserved or credit is due, you have a balance in your account. And there are some accounts receivables out there because there's somebody that owes you a little respect and owes you a little bit of return. Just my personal opinion, just my perspective. So the number one thing we need to all understand, before you can earn your respect, take back your respect, take back your dignity, make sure that people understand that you are the one that is putting in the hours to make the team what it is, you have to be able to identify when you are being taken advantage of. And sometimes it's not easy. Because sometimes people that are taking the most advantage of you don't even know they're taking advantage of you, one, or two, the people that do it blatantly are doing it, but they're doing it in such a nice manner that you don't want to come to them and tell them that they're wrong. Wow. It's kind of real, isn't it? You don't want to tell them that they're wrong. And you don't want to tell them because you want to keep that relationship. You want to keep that bond. You want to stay tight-knit with your team because you know that there is value in all of you being together. You know there's value in the work that you can put in. But you also can't deny that if you don't take the time to put in the hours, to put in the time to grow yourself and to get the acknowledgement and respect that comes from the work that you have done, you are never going to truly get to see just how far you have come. You may have executive level potential, but you're still sitting at entry level while the guy that you're contributing to is in front of the board telling the board that they're the ones, they're the man, they're the woman that's really putting in all that work. And you're still sitting here at the bottom while they're moving up and you're proud of them because they say it to you in a nice way. So you're sitting here wasting all your potential and giving away all these free gems to people who haven't even put a down payment on the first diamond. Wow. That should matter to you. Don't be a person that's just out here giving out your work because you can. If you put the work out there, somebody's obligated to buy it from you. But they're only going to be obligated if you decide to make it something that they need to be. That they need to be obligated to. That's the only way that this process works. So with that being said, let's switch it up real fast. And we're going to get into some of the things that you can do to stop people from taking advantage of who you are, taking advantage of your kindness, and helping you to better leverage your potential that you have worked hard for and that you deserve to see the fruits for. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's go. Hi, guys. It's Ken. I just wanted to let you guys know that my new book, Altitude the Climb, will be out on October 15th. Now, I don't consider this as a self-help book. I just consider this as a book with real-life stories that I've gone through that I've applied to help you have a better everyday life. So again, more details are going to follow as the months pass, but my book, Altitude the Climb, will be out October 15th through Divine Legacy Publishings out of North Carolina. You guys take care. Look forward to giving you guys more great content. With that being said, let's get back to the show. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Back to it. Okay, so let's talk through some of the signs that you might be getting used. So I'm only going to name off five, even though I know there were a lot of them to choose from. So y'all ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, number one, does that person whoever they are, do they ask you for contributions and then leave you out of the credit? So for example, you have a paper to do for a class, and they have a portion and you have a portion of it. And they don't know how to do their part right, so then you go and you assist them with, you know, you assist them with getting their work done. But it just so happens at this point, you do more than half of their work trying to help them. First off, you shouldn't have done half of their work anyway. You already went too far. You went way beyond the limit. But let's say you go and you push beyond half of their workload. But then when the work gets turned in, they don't say anything to you. They don't give any credit to you. There is no thank yous to you. It is you get this information, you give it back to them, and they take it and they run. That is blatantly taking advantage of a person, and that is not cool, and it is not the right answer. It's not the right way for somebody to treat you. Number two, do they take your ideas during meetings, during events, during sit-downs, during your lesson learned sessions, and present them to everyone else as if they came up with the idea? So what I'm getting at is you and Joe Snuffy are on a coffee break and you bring up this awesome idea. So then a meeting pops up and then this joker wants to bring up your idea in the middle of the meeting, like they're the one that came up with it. That is the perfect time for you to just lean by the table and just give them that side eye, like, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. You did not come up with that idea. I came up with that idea. At least be respectful enough to acknowledge the person that gave you what you have right now, the person that gave you the idea, the guy that made the draft products, the guy who made that information for you to present to make you look your best, the guy that helped you to draw out the plan so that you could go and look your best. But don't just sit there and leave me hanging. That is just disrespectful. Number three, when you need help, does that person give the same level of work that you gave? I know some of y'all right now are like, well, they shouldn't have to really, you know, they don't have to give the same amount. You know, we give what we give out of love. No, that's BS right now. That is BS. Straight up BS. I said it. It's BS. Let me tell you why it's BS. Because if I am going to give you 100% of my hustle, my effort, my energy to make sure that you are at your best, and then I need help, if you tell me, yes, you're going to help me, I expect the exact same. If you're not going to do it, at least give me the common courtesy of a disclaimer that you are already booked up, you are overwhelmed, you're not going to be able to give me 100%, but you're at least going to do A, B, C, and D. If you don't get anything at all, newsflash, you are being used. You are a wet cloth, and they're just going to hang you back up and let you dry out a little bit. And when you dry out just enough for them to use you again, they're going to come right back. Number four, when it's time to get off work, do they leave early while you leave out late? That has always been a huge sign for me. If a person is constantly leaving out early, and you have helped them a lot, and they have not given anything back to you at all, and they constantly leave every single day, no valid excuse, no major emergencies, no nothing going on, that's something for you to look at. You may be giving too much of your heart and soul into helping this person. You really might be. So it's something for you to consider. No, I'm not telling you to stalk this guy or this gal, because that's just not cool. But what I am getting at is that if a person does not do right by you, you have to make sure that you make them do so. In fact, Denzel Washington said it during the movie Fences. You need to stop worrying about whether somebody likes you or not, somebody loves you or not. You need to make sure that they're doing right by you. That is what is most important. Because we are so quick when someone wants to show us love through their words, through their, oh, your outfit looks nice today. oh, hey, man, you are so smart, blah, blah, blah. Hey, can you help me out with doing what? Now, all of a sudden, you're head over heels for me. You're more than willing to work with them. That is not how the game works, my friend. It's not how it works. So then the last one I'm going to bring to you. Are you important when he or she decides you are? Are you the person that is only on call when they need help? Are you the person that's only on call when there's a challenge, there's an issue, and they need it fixed? And then once it's fixed, are you still relevant? Does this person now walk around and you are non-existent? You make like Thanos when he gets all the Infinity Stones and you start to disintegrate and you just disappear. And then once they need you, they'll take one Infinity Stone at the ring and then you come back. If that's the case, someone is taking advantage of you as a person and you need to go backwards. Go backwards. Go back and look at everything that they have done. Use these questions. Go back and truly put the questions in place. Are you being used? And if you are being used, it's time for you to step up and to fix the situation and make sure that people are doing right by you because you have earned it. Because like I say all the time, you guys have put in the hours, you have put in the work, the body of work, you have put in the hustle, and you don't deserve to just be left hanging. So now the last piece. You have now discovered that someone has left you high and dry. You have been left hanging. And because of your nature, whether you are a passive and assertive or an aggressive person, or in this case, primarily talking to my passive aggressive or my passive slash assertive guys, you found out that someone is using you and they're taking your kindness for a weakness. And you need to respond in order to ensure that they don't do you wrong again. So now let's talk about what you have to do when that time frame comes and how you shut it down for good. So number one, I need you to understand what you are committing to. Before you say yes, understand the power of your yes. The minute you tell somebody, yes, I commit to doing this. Yes, I commit to doing that. You have just signed an invisible contract promising that you are going to put your heart, soul, mind, and all of your energy into making sure that this is successful, even if the success does not directly benefit you. So you have to make sure that the moment that you say yes, you're ready. So my first recommendation for you is to understand the power of your yes. Understand the power of your yes. Your yes matters. It is important. If you say yeah to somebody, people should feel excited. They should feel relief. They should feel comfort because you said yes. KDE63 said yes. And when I said yes, they know that the job is going to get done. They know they're about to get the best. They know that if they were praying for a B, their likelihood of getting an A just skyrocketed. Their likelihood of getting that client just skyrocketed. Their likelihood of getting help with putting together that event is going to go off and it's going to be a bomb, tick, tick, boom. I know that was so corny. Look, y'all got to understand, I got corny jokes for days. So anyway, that's one. So I'm going back over to one of my favorite websites, which is lifehacks.io, and I'm looking at some of the things that they talked about. I got to agree, I love this one. You have to learn. This is number two. You have to learn when to say no, or in my case, when I respond to you, you got to learn when to say nah. I'm a big nah person. I have learned from my time in the military that the more you are willing to tell people no, the more you progress. It's true because you have time to dedicate to other things that matter to you more. You have time to dedicate to your projects. You have time to dedicate to what you want to do, to your family, to your girl, to your guy, whatever the case may be. You have more time when you learn to say no. And on top of that, like I said in the previous recommendation, when you are giving out more no's than yeah, when someone gets a yeah, it becomes more special. And it almost warrants, as I hate to say, but true, it warrants a level of power because now people are seeking out yeses from you. You may, so it is what it is. learn how to say no. Now, here's the other piece. Learn how much you are willing to contribute to somebody. How much are you really, well, excuse me, I'm not going to say learn. Set the status quo. This is how much I am willing to contribute to you. Somebody may want you to give them $1,000 so they can go and work on a mixtape. I've had this happen to me before. That's why this is so funny right now. But guess what? I can't give you $1,000. You know why? For two reasons. One, because I've heard your bars. Your bars ain't the greatest. You're kind of trash. I'm joking. No, all jokes aside, though, you have to set your left and right limits of what you are willing to allow people to do with your services. Your services have to be treated like a hot commodity, no matter what it is. Even if your services are you coming in to work, they still have to be treated like a hot commodity. Because if you don't treat yourself like you're the hottest thing and the dopest thing since sliced bread, no one's going to treat you that way. That persona is built. When Beyonce came out, Beyonce was not Queen B when she came out. She was Beyonce, who was a member of Destiny's Child. Now, because of the work, because of who she is willing to work with and work with only, because of the hustle, because of all of that, when her name goes up on a project, your expectation is an instant smash hit. It is instant success. To be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I heard a bad Beyonce song or a Beyonce song that wasn't a hit. And the reason that's the case is because of the work ethic, the hustle, the drive, and the commitment. Because once she commits, you know you're getting the best performance, you're getting the best record, you're getting the best album, you're getting the best, period. And you have to treat yourself the same way. So when are you going to start Beachella? By the way, Beachella was the bomb. So that's that piece. So we talked about learning to say no. We learned about understanding the power of your yes. We learned about you setting your limits. The last thing I want to bring to you, if they're mad, let them be. If they get mad, let them be mad. It is okay. This is part of you growing. When people are used to you giving them something for so long, when you switch up and tell them, nah, we're not doing that no more, because you use me, because you've tried, of course, not saying it to them like that, but you strategically and tactfully figured out how to say it. Unless you're like me, because I'm blunt with people. I will say, yeah, you're using me, not having it. No, bro, you got to scale back a little bit. You take too much advantage. But it's okay to let them walk away mad, because you now understand your worth. And when people understand that you know your worth and they're not going to get everything out of you anymore and you're only going to give them but so much, they're not upset more so at you. They're upset because now they have to depend on themselves more, or they have to go find somebody else that would be willing to let them leech. And that type of stuff matters to them, because they can only run but so far now, because you put them in a position where now they have to literally sink or swim. So if they get mad at you, they get upset, they hate, they say you change, they say, oh, now you think you're better than me. No, it's none of that. But just know that they just gave you all those compliments and you shouldn't take them to your head. But you should acknowledge them to yourself, and you should walk more confidently in who you are, because they just acknowledged it without saying that, without you having to say it out loud. There's something bad. You didn't change. You evolved. Changing and evolving are two different things. Changing is me going in the house and putting on a new pair of pants. Evolving is me realizing that I'm not a pants guy anymore, and I want to go to slacks because I want to wear business attire because I want to be a businessman. This is about evolution. This is about evolution as a person. And if you want to evolve and to grow further, you have to stop people from taking advantage of you. So my recommendations for you today, I've given them to you. Take it or leave it. It's all in love. It's all in fairness, and it's all in real. So with that being said, it's the Dream Mover Podcast. I've appreciated talking to you guys today. Let's take it home.
Yo, what up, guys? It's me again. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast today. if you guys could do me a really, really, really big favor, make sure you guys are following me on social media. On Facebook, it's KDE63. Instagram, it is KDAE63. And on Twitter, same as Facebook, it is KDE63. Make sure you're following me. I'll be up there asking questions. I'll be trying to get your feedback, trying to see how this podcast is going and what I can do to give you guys better content. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, and on top of that, I want to start doing some interviews up here. So if you want me to start interviewing, send me a message on one of my social media links. You can download the Anchor app too, and we can get up here and I'll interview you. I don't care if you're the CEO of a company or you're flipping fries. I know you got a dope story that you want to put out to the world and you want to let people know that you are here. And this is going to last to the end of time, baby, to the end of time. So that means they're going to know not only are you here right now, but in the future, they're going to know you were here. And they're going to know just how cool and how fresh and how dope of a person you are. And I think your voice deserves to be heard. So make time. Send me that quick connection. Follow me on Twitter, on the book. Follow me on the gram. Send me a message. Let me know, hey, KDE, I want to get on the podcast. I want you to interview me. And as soon as you send it to me, you and I will set it up. We'll make it happen. I just want to hear your voice and see how you feel. Hey, not to mention, on the Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Google Play, please make sure you guys go up there. Leave some comments, leave some stars. I don't care if you go up there and leave one star. Leave me something so I know whether this is working for you guys or what I need to add or better contribute to you. I'm all about taking care of y'all and giving you the best show I possibly can. So with that being said, y'all be blessed. Take care. It's KDE63. I'll see you guys with another podcast episode. Until that time, move your dreams, move the world. We out of here. Hey, power down.